Doug, this is hitting on Kathleen Kelleway. That's Kathleen, Kathleen. Kathleen Kelleway is Kellowaay, Kelleway. Kellowaay. Date of birth, 10/30/1948. Date of visit, 3/12/26. Please make copy for Sam Dunlop. Sam, S-A-M, Sam. S as in Sam. Sam Dunlop. D-U-N-L-O-P. N-P. N-P. Nurse practitioner, N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Sam, thank you for sending Kathleen Kelleway for evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has had a past history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, and left bundle branch block, and history of coronary artery spasm slash Prinzmetal' metal angina, hypothyroid with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and hyperparathyroidism, and panic disorder with depression, and rheumatoid arthritis with chronic pain and lumbar disc disease. Previously, been treated for pulmonary embolism. Period. The patient has been on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. She had a CTA of the chest on 2/11/26, which showed a small non-occlusive filling defect in the anterior segmental pulmonary artery of the right upper lobe and tiny distal apical posterior pulmonary artery filling defects and multiple subsegmental pulmonary artery filling defects in the right middle lobe, period. There was no right heart strain, period. The patient presently has some shortness of breath with activity, but denies chest pains, denies leg swelling or calf muscle pains, and her previous Doppler of the leg veins was negative. Period. She is overweight and she is not on any oxygen at home. Period. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes multiple medical problems, including hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, prolonged QT syndrome, Prinzmetal angina, hypothyroidism with Hashimoto's, and hyperparathyroidism, pernicious anemia, and panic disorder, depression, history of esophageal spasm, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, with chronic low back pain and lumbar disc disease with spinal stenosis. And she has had history for lumbar laminectomy. as well as microdiscectomy, parathyroidectomy for benign disease, tonsillectomy remotely, and cardiac catheterization. The patient has PTSD, acute kidney injury, and has had hyperlipidemia. And diastolic dysfunction and pernicious anemia period, diastolic heart failure period. Next paragraph, allergies to beta blockers, bee stings, and calcium channel blockers period. Next, habits the patient smoked. Few cigarettes a day for almost 40 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cardiomyopathy. Mother died of pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph. Radio systems. The patient has had some weight loss. She has had cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has eczema. She has shortness of breath, exertion, and orthopnea. And no cough or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn. And no constipation or diarrhea. She has arm pain, back pain, and palpitations, and leg swelling. She has depression with anxiety. She has easy bruising. And she has muscle pains and spasm. And no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. And has some skin rash with no itching. Next paragraph, med list. Include Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Losartan. 50 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams TID, gemfibrozil 600 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, tramadol 50 milligrams BID PRN, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, and KTAP 10 milligrams, clonazepam 0.5 milligrams TID PRN. Pepcid 20 milligrams daily. Nasacort spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 165, saturation 97. HEND at non-sphalic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy, chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. With wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular, irregular S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, mild edema, mild varicosities, and decreased peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness, Hohmann sign is negative. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Its cranium nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, hypertension. I'm sorry. Number one is history of pulmonary embolism. And number two is hypertension. Number three is anemia. Number four is hypoxemia. I'm sorry, nocturnal hypoxemia. Number five, diabetes mellitus. And next, number six is anemia. And number seven is probable COPD. Next paragraph, plan patient. Has been advised to get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. She also was advised to get a CPAP titration study. But her most recent polysomnogram done by her pulmonologist in Jacksonville. Reportedly showed no significant obstructive sleep apnea. The patient did have mild snoring during the duration of the study, with one episode of apnea, zero hypopneas, and rendering an AHI of 1. Longest being 10.6 seconds. And there were zero mixed apneas and one central apnea. The patient was thus not advised to have any CPAP that night. If she does have desaturation on nocturnal O2 study, she will be given O2 at nights at 1 to 2 liters. She is also advised to use the albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and a copy of her recent pulmonary function study will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for San Dunlop, DUNLOP, nurse practitioner, NP. Thank you, Dr. Souza.